You can gently close your eyes. Can keep your head straight, neck straight, and shoulders in a restful position. Hands may be resting on your lap or maybe on the table. Back straight, sitting comfortably, and legs also comfortable and relaxed. You can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. So right now we are not standing, not walking, not lying down, but comfortably sitting. So see whether you can comprehend this sitting posture. Through the mind, we can simply get a... Sometimes we'll be able to see the boundary of the posture, or sometimes may not. It depends on the level of mindfulness. Anyway, you can feel that the body is now sitting. If there are distractions coming to the mind, don't worry. Try to let them go and come back to the posture. It's a more and more simplified practice. And mind has to find its interest, coming back home, be comfortable, feeling at ease. So these simple parameters help us to well ground ourselves. Probably you can spend a couple of minutes listening to the surrounding sounds. Maybe the breeze can be felt, and slight sounds, maybe birds chirping, maybe vehicles moving, or some people talking, maybe sounds of a fan, refrigerator, air conditioner. So all these things are various sounds happening right now. We can recognize them, no need to have any friction towards them, resistance towards them. We actually can include everything so that we have a broad mind, receiving mind, all encompassing mind. Again, we can come to the body. We can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. As our mind comes closer to the body, then we can recognize various body processes. Breathing process, rising and falling process of the abdomen, maybe blood circulation, palpitation, and various touching points. Maybe if you are keeping your hands on top of the other, that touching sensation. If your legs are touching each other, that touching sensation. And buttocks are touching the cushion, chair, that touching sensation. So all these we can feel. They are quite ordinary experiences. There is nothing special. So we might feel bored to look at them. But here is the place that we need to put forth effort. So without giving up, we are trying to keep our attention to these various ordinary experiences. So if we keep our attention closer to the nostril, we can feel the in-breath and the out-breath. And we allow the body to breathe as it likes. Here we are just trying to know the breath, be aware of the breath with a very quiet mind. There is no rush, no hurry. Let the body breathe as it likes. And let me simply keep my attention closer to the nostril and be aware of the in-breath, be aware of the out-breath. So the task on our hand is quite simple, yet difficult to perform. We should not complicate the task, rather we have to preserve the simplicity. Anyway, if you feel still it is difficult to keep your attention, you can add noting or labeling. Once you are feeling in breath, you can note it as in. As you are aware of the out breath, you can note it as out. It's a mental verbalization. In, out. Softly, you are verbalizing. As you experience the in breath, as in. As you experience the out-breath, as out. So if you are able to establish mindfulness, maybe you can stop labeling and keep your attention quietly on incoming breath and the outgoing breath. Now it's a mere observation. And if you are able to succeed in that task, maybe you can try to recognize whether the in-breath is long or short, whether the out-breath is long or short. Now we are keeping close attention to in-breath and out-breath, and we are now trying to recognize, trying to investigate the nature, the characteristics of the breath. At the beginning, we need to do this purposely, deliberately. Otherwise, we may simply satisfy with establishing mindfulness. But now we have to put forth effort to investigate the breath. Then only it is able to understand whether the in-breath is long or short, whether the out-breath is long or short, compared to the previous in-breath or out-breath. If you are able to recognize those characteristics, probably you can see whether the in-breath is warm or cool, whether the out-breath is warm or cool. So this is another characteristic that we can recognize from the breath, or from which nostril it's going in and from which nostril it's going out. So now we are investigating, keeping close attention, examining the breath. There is no rush, nothing big to achieve. Simply recognizing and investigating the breath. Let the breath calms down if it likes. And we are effortfully doing it again and again. Same task, but again and again. As we succeed, we can see the complete cycle of breathing. The soft beginning of the in-breath, gradual increase, reaching to the middle, and then fading away, and the end. Then a small gap just before the beginning of out-breath. Then the soft beginning of the out-breath, feeling relaxed and coming to the middle, and then just fading away and disappearing. Then after a gap, the next in-breath. The cyclical nature of the breathing we can recognize. So there also we have to maintain restrainment. We are not changing the posture, we are not introducing labeling, noting right now, not entertaining any doubts. Again, not going to sleep. Trying to implement kind of a balanced attitude. Mind is concentrated to some extent. There is no sensual desires right now. Mind is quite satisfied with the current neutral process. And we are trying to closely examine the process. There is no doubt. Similarly, we feel comfortable, mind also feeling lighter. As a result, there's a slight happiness, slight pleasantness in the mind. Torturing of the defilements have calmed down. Hindrances have subsided. So the mind is happy. So therefore can't have any thoughts of ill will. And again we are recognizing each and every soft parts, subtle parts of the breath. There is a task at hand. Doing it again and again. So the mind is active. No chance for sloth and torpor. Once things are happening smoothly, we have nothing much to do. It's a matter of continuation. Continuous observation with a balanced mind. Feeling comfortable, lighter, tranquil. It's a matter of dispelling the restlessness and any remorse, regrets. And keeping some very good equilibrium, equipoise in the mind. Let things happen. Let's keep mindfulness to the whole process. If process calms down and there are other sensations appear in the body, keeping our attention there as well. Recognizing those various sensations, how they behave, their characteristics. And once they disappear, if there are new sensations available, keeping our attention there, focusing our attention there, and examining them, trying to learn from them, maintaining a relaxed attitude. In case our mind starts to distract, going back to the breath. Again, nourishing the concentration, mindfulness through the breathing. Again, strengthening ourselves once confident, coming back to the observation throughout the body with a calm, relaxed attitude.